Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we just so thank you that you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, were in Christ reconciling the world to you, bringing the world back to you, because you came and preached peace to Jew and Gentile, because one died for all. We can all get finished with sin, and we can now be too busy with the goodness that is available. So thank you, Lord, for the law of the Spirit of life that is available now to lead us into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 2, verse 16 to 18. Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace, and that was the end of hostility. Christ came and preached peace to you outsiders and peace to us insiders. He treated us as equals and so made us equals. Through him we both share the same spirit and have equal access to the Father.
Hallelujah. Yeah, here we can just see, you know, we all came into this world and we got deceived by the devil. And so we looked at our own natural parents, our culture, and fell for the deception that is in the world. But praise God, Jesus came to unite Jew and Gentiles. So unite the Jews that had an understanding of the love of God, had an understanding of what God wanted to do, and then also us Gentiles. So us Gentiles is everyone else. So the whole world was included in the message of Jesus, and then the message of the cross. When he died, we died. When he was raised, we were raised. So we can all now have access to the Father by the Spirit. So it's just so beautiful. Romans chapter 8 tells us now this law of the Spirit of life sets us free, because God done what the law could not do by sending his Son to become sin for us so that we can become the righteousness of God. And then Romans 8 also goes to tell us now it's so important we have the Spirit. So there's a scripture that says, how much more won't the Father give the Spirit to those that ask him? So in being born again, we accept Jesus, we get baptized, and we need to ask and receive the Holy Spirit so that he can lead us into all the goodness that God has for our lives. So that's Romans chapter 8. So important, guys. Getting too busy with the good to do the bad. Staying in tune with the Lord on a daily basis like we're doing again this morning. Staying with him, and so awaking to the goodness of God that's always been available for us. But now through Jesus, through the new birth, through the Spirit, we can become and be everything God made us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.